B-Pod Studios.
It's time now for the Bring the Heat Line, brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. To leave a message for Anthony and Jason, call 610-771-9751. Now, bring the heat.
Alrighty, time for Bring the Heat. I imagine this was almost like a bipolar Bring the Heat line. It's any line like the show today. 610-771-9751. That's where you leave your messages, and here's where we play them. So let's see what we got today, Andrew.
Well, let me give you a little clue. You know how you mentioned earlier that the Cowboys are on the forefront of a lot of people's minds?
Yeah.
That's going to be the tone of the Bring the Heat line today.
Of course it is.
Hey, Dak Prescott, you think you're still worth $40 million per year? I'm just asking for a friend.
That's the first caller.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Offense looked a little shaky, but great win. And I would love to say, how about them Cowboys? I hope they paid Dak $45 million a year to keep him there for the next 5 to 10 years. Get it done, Jerry.
That's great.
Two calls, two Cowboy mentions.
Dak.
And they even dropped one just to take it easy on him. Oh, he stinks. Should have took the $30 million while you had the chance, Dak.
It is funny that you come out of a win and more conversation about their loss than the Eagle win.
Yeah, but again, that's understandable because it was the Jets, and then they were the big game around the country.
And they played the team that the Eagles beat last Thursday.
Yeah, I mean,
on the road, short week.
Seriously, you're an Eagle fan. You should take glee in the Cowboys losing.
Frank Reich is a great coach. See what he did last night? Ran the freaking football and beat the freaking Chiefs as a big dog. Frank Reich is a better coach than Doug Peterson. Philadelphia Eagles made the wrong decision. Okay.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Gargano and Mertitis Middays.
God.
Okay.
Frank might be a great coach. And that was a good win for the Colts last night over Big Red. But are we seriously going to go? They made the wrong decision. The guy, would you want him to fire Doug and keep Reich? But he had the opportunity after, what, Josh McDaniels turned the job down?
You know, what do you say to that?
You know what's one good thing?
What's that?
The Eagles didn't hire Adam Gase.
Oh, yes.
Thank God.
Remember,
you're
he was
right.
The number one candidate.
The year of Doug, yeah.
Yep. Dude, he's like, there's something really weird about him. Do you feel like, I don't know, I just feel weird like even watching the guy. Like he thinks he's a genius or something.
Yeah.
Like, dude, he buries his face in the Denny's menu like Andy's, like on a 2-for-1 special. Even when the D was on the field, he was doing it.
They all do that, though.
Like, I did love earlier in the year when he did the smelling salts before one of the games.
Yeah.
Like, dude, you're a freak.
And
I'm pretty sure it was a preseason game, too, that he did it.
Now, he might not be a decent coach. But he just doesn't have any weapons right now. I mean, Darnold, I mean, you got Luke Falk as your quarterback.
You don't have a quarterback.
Yeah.
You don't have a quarterback, and you're missing 2/5 of your offensive line. I mean, their offensive line's bad. I mean, they're really bad.
Yeah, that's a recipe for not being able to show anything.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Chip Hatley with the CDC, and we have a story breaking here. It turns out there's a case of exposure and fraudulency in Dallas. They are currently being exposed, and we're going to need people to take safety and cover. There are a few outbreaks in Philadelphia, I'm being told. Now, the signs are bumness, being a sore loser, and finding out that your team is very weak. This is Chip Hatley with the CDC.
Chip Hatley? The CDC. Well, we got the Centers for Disease Control checking in. I appreciate it. The creativity in that.
Yes, I thought that was excellent. I thought that was excellent.
Is that the first time you ever heard from the CDC?
Yes.
All right, well, that is the Bring the Heat
line. By the way, speaking of Bring the Heat line, I met Gabriel yesterday.
What, the real Gabriel?
Yes.
No.
At the Mrs. T's Pierogies tailgate party we had yesterday morning, I met the Gabriel, Jason's Gabriel.
Wow.
Him and his lovely wife. Yeah, great guy.
So Gabriel.
Yeah, Jason awesome. Gabriel.
Wow.
Yeah, he was terrific, yeah.
How was it? Everything good with the pierogi challenge?
It was great. Yeah. A lot of fun.
Great day for pierogies yesterday. Oh, that's cool. You got to meet Gabriel, too.
Yeah, the Gabriel. Right. Yeah, he was terrific.
That is Bring the Heat. Hit the Bring the Heat line tonight at 610-771-9751. Leave your messages there, and we'll get to them tomorrow. And it's all brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. American Standard Heating and Air. Fall is here, and that means winter is not far behind. Can your heating system handle the cold that's coming? Well, visit AmericanStandardAir.com, and you'll find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.